Authorities have managed to foil an elaborate share trading scheme by a suspected Russian hacker targeting Australian investors. The trader managed to gain access to the trading accounts of CommSec and E-Trade clients, buying shares without their knowledge. The Supreme Court of New South Wales has now ordered more than $77,000 of the hacker's profits to be restrained from leaving Australian shores. But cybersecurity experts warn it's only a matter of time before it happens again. David Taylor reports.
How do you protect your money from a hacker that could be anywhere in the world? One suspected Russian hacker has gained access to a number of share trading accounts with several Australian online stockbrokers.
This appears to be a criminal activity.
Greg Yanko is responsible for market supervision at the Australian Securities and Investments Commission. He says the hacker broke into Australian online trading accounts and sold the clients' blue chip shares. That created a pool of funds for the hacker to buy other shares. He then went on to use that money via the Australian online accounts that he'd hacked into to buy and bid up the price of stocks he already owned. Once the price reached a certain level, he sold out through his own personal trading account. It's a bit like the owner of a house at an auction jumping in among the auction bidders and bidding up the price of their own home. In this case, the shares were traded successfully, but Australian authorities spotted the suspicious trades before they were settled.
The hacker hasn't been able to take their profits out of Australia.
Right, and does he or she know about that?
Well, we've written to them and offered them to explain their side of the story.
Have you heard anything back yet?
No. They're welcome to come and visit.
Greg Yanko says while this is a victory for ASIC, it doesn't do anything to improve the safety of online trading accounts in Australia.
Our first line of attack, I guess, defence, is to really hold that money and absolutely deter people from doing this again.
Are you worried that there are more hackers out there that have seen this or are already planning to do something similar? Because there are a lot of accounts in Australia that would be potentially exposed to this sort of fraud.
Look, I think that's, of course, that's possible.
Mr. Yanko says he wants to reassure investors that online brokers also have their own monitoring systems in place. Indeed, there's usually a three-day period after a share transaction is made before money is transferred, giving the authorities time to shut the door on criminal activity. But cybersecurity experts are concerned about the increasingly elaborate nature of attacks. Nigel Fair is the Director of Internet Safety at the University of Canberra.
This is a relatively sophisticated attack because the perpetrators, they've discovered customers with online broking accounts and they've used that to alter the share price to their own advantage.
He says it's not a matter of if it will happen again, but when.
Criminals are great at following the aspects of where they can monetise online activity, and they'll keep doing this in the future.
The Australian Federal Police declined to comment. In a joint statement, though, with ASIC, the AFP said,
despite efforts by criminals to evade detection, the AFP and its law enforcement partners remain committed to taking the profits out of crime.
Nigel Fair says the best way for share traders to protect their accounts is by having strong passwords.
Good, solid passphrases that contain numbers, letters and symbols is a good way to go.
The case is now before the Supreme Court of New South Wales.
David Taylor reporting.